Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and if you'll sit with me for the next hour, we'll hear some great bluegrass music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. And we're going to hear from the Get Down Boys, Becky Buller, Dan Crary, the Brombies, Roy Acuff, Acoustic Shock, Gary Brewer, Ricky Skaggs, New Coon Creek Girls, all sorts of people. Some you may know of, some you may not be so familiar with, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. The Get Down Boys. When middle of last year, I was in California and I spent a few days staying at Long Beach with a friend, Frank Swartek. And he's a bluegrass guitarist and likes the music very much. And I said to Frank, is there any music we can go and see? And he found a concert in the north of Los Angeles, Altadena, California. And it was a concert at the Coffee Gallery backstage, a little backstage area at a coffee shop. And the Get Down Boys, their blurb says, the Get Down Boys have been a staple in Southern California bluegrass scene for the past 6 years. And I'll tell you all about them a little bit later. But it was a great concert, lots of energy. Lots of interesting approaches to songs. Some songs I'd heard before, some I hadn't. Just the way they worked together was really good. And they announced they had a CD almost available. And of course it wasn't there, so I couldn't get one. And so I finally got myself into gear, wrote to their webpage, and ordered one, and it arrived in the mail just a couple of days ago, and we're going to listen to it now. Get Down Boys, first track, I'm Not Saying, which is a Gordon Lightfoot song. Second track, Enough to Cry, from John Morland, I don't know that writer, and you will enjoy the Get Down Boys. I think their name comes from the line of the Stanley Brothers song, Get Down Boys, Go Back Home, Back to the Girl You Love. We do that song with Hamilton County, but the Get Down Boys is a great name for a band.
Thank you. come down from your mountain. Oh, I miss your holy shower. These days I can't make you make a sound. Take me to the times where you look up to the skies and climb up there and draw the thunder down. Now I'm forcing myself into what you already been through. Darling, I can't help the way I feel. And you need something stronger, a drug to kill the hunger, and ease the awful pain of living here. Well, should take it as a sign. When I'm all strung out on leaving, exalting all my demons, and you don't care for me enough to cry. Take you with me, and you'd say you forgive me. We live out some easy ancient song. Now that I am unattended, splendid love's remembrance. You lost the mind. So here's hoping I can change tomorrow. You wanted tough as nails cut and dry, but I bake steel and borrow. So damn good at sorrow, and you don't care for me enough to cry. But I'm underneath the rubble, trying not to feel the trouble. You don't care for me enough to cry.
Well, that's a great song from the Get Down Boys. I should say Get Down Boys. And I'll tell you more about them as we get into the program, but I really enjoyed that. That was on Friday the 30th of June. I'd noted on the flyer that that was the day we went to see the concert. And it was a great fun, I tell you. A week before, I was at the Father's Day Festival up in Grass Valley, California, and one of the bands I was listening to was Becky Buller Band, and from her album Tween Earth and Sky, we're going to listen to a couple of tunes, Nothing to You and Queen of the Mountain Bootleggers. Becky is a great vocalist, absolutely great singer, but she also plays fiddle, she plays banjo, she plays guitar, she surrounds herself with musicians who really support her style. She had Ned Lubarecki playing banjo, Dan Boner playing guitar, and a couple of other names that I can't quite pick out from the signed album that I've got, and she herself is a real feature of striking. Looking, it was an excellent performance. I didn't want to miss them at the festival. Every time they played, I was there listening. Here's Becky Buller.
Playing shame in giving it up. If you're not happy here, you're better off on down the line. But turning to walk away just isn't enough. You gotta burn down everyone you left behind. When it's all said and done, you're the only one that matters.
She proved herself an expert on the laws of search and seizure.
she's gone, long gone.
That's Becky Buller and the Becky Buller Band, and she had Dale Ann Bradley singing with her on that song. Becky was playing clawhammer banjo and doing vocals, and so was Dale Ann Bradley, and I reckon Dale Ann was singing lead in there. We're going to hear from Dale Ann Bradley later on in the program as part of the new Coogan Creek Girls. So all sorts of things tying the music together here. We're going to listen to Dan Crary. First, I'll say a big thank you to Shearer's Music Works for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They do a fine job of supplying musical equipment to the whole of the Waikato area at the very least, and have a wonderful range of Martin guitars and Deering banjos and violins, cellos, drums, pianos, strings, capos, tuners, you name it, they have it, they'll go, and the friendly staff there will always help you. They've got some great music books too, on instruction manuals and things like that. They're the go-to music shop for essential supplies, so go and visit Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, and thanks very much for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear from Dan, as I said before. Great guitarist. This album came out in 1977. Ladies Fancy, it was called, after one of the tunes on it. And he's got a very all-star lineup on the tune that I've picked. We're going to hear the Dill Pickle Rag. And Dan Crary's playing guitar. Byron Berline's playing fiddle. Curtis Birch is playing rhythm guitar. What else we've got there? We've got Sam Bush playing mandolin. And JC, who's John Cowan on bass. And Courtney Johnson on banjo. Oh, great lineup. I tell you, this is good music. And Dan Crary was a wonderful player. Here's a Dill Pickle Rag. Thank you.
beaten path on this old mountainside, where I wandered when I was a lad. And I wandered alone to the place I call home, in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, I love those hills of Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. My thoughts wander back to the ramshackle shack in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. My mother and dad were laid back to rest. They are sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills of Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge. I return to that old cabin home with a sigh. I belong in 4 days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside? Make my resting place upon the hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. From the Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Oh, well, some classic bluegrass there from Lester Flandell, Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. It's from the Foggy Mountain Jamboree album that was released in 1957. The track was actually recorded in 1955, and it had that wonderful duo of Lester Flatt and Curly Seckler on it. We had a program featuring Curly Seckler just a few programs ago, and they really made the classic bluegrass sound, didn't they? And I guess everybody who's ever played bluegrass has probably played that tune. Well, earlier I was talking about the Father's Day Festival last year, and a group there that I really enjoyed listening to was called the Brombies, and they have an album called Running with the Herd, picture of some horses on the front. Joe Allen Dooring, I think you might say it, vocals, guitar, George Dooring on vocals and mandolin, Patrick Sauber on vocals and banjo, Bill Bryson was on bass on this album, John Plotnick guitar, and Keith Rozier also played bass on this. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from them. They're always good fun to watch at the festival. One track called In Small Things Remembered, beautiful song. And next tune is The Gangplank of Love, and I'm playing that because the name is so good. Who would write a song called The Gangplank of Love? Here's the Brombies.
There's an old-time clock that sits on the mantel, still marks the hours and chimes, and each note wakes a memory of a lifetime together and the bittersweet passage of time. And there's an old photograph of a young couple laughing together, their arms intertwined in some lovely place. place that I can't remember. The occasion I can't bring to mind. But in small things remembered, in the small things I find your kindness and love shining free. When the world overwhelms us and leaves us behind, yet the small things reminds me of you. We never had much, but we never had nothing. There was always enough love for two. Like the way we still touch when we're standing together, it's the small things reminds me of you. But in small things remembered, in the small things I find your kindness and love shining through. When the world overwhelms us and leaves us behind, it's the small things reminds me of you. Small things remembered, in the small things I find your kindness and love shining through. When the world overwhelms us and leaves us behind, yet the small things reminds me of you. Yet the small things reminds me of you.
Recommend. Look out for blowing diamond in. don't know the shape I'm in. I'm heading for deep water, not a chance I can win. Walking down the gangplank of love. Walking down the gangplank of love.
That was a bit different, wasn't it? The Gangplank of Love. That was the Brombies from, and I saw them at Grass Valley. And as far as I know, they're a California band. What does it say about that? I think so. I'm not sure where they're from. I better find out, hadn't I? I'd like to tell you about what's happening around the area. There's always a concert on the second Friday of the month at Morrinsville with the Morrinsville Country Music Club in the Senior Citizens Hall. It's a great concert. We had one just last week. So the next one will be on the 13th of April. But plan to come. It only costs a few dollars and you'll see a great variety of music, some great songs, always well presented, and doesn't finish too late, about 10 o'clock, often a bit after 10. Very good night out for just a few dollars. Morrinsville Country Music Club. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session that I run, is on the fourth Sunday of the month, and this month it'll be on the 25th of March at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room. And you get like-minded people bringing along banjos and fiddles and mandolins and guitars and songs, and trying them all out, seeing if we can do them. Just last weekend we had a bluegrass picnic up at Mount Victoria in Devonport, hosted by the Auckland Bluegrass and Old Time Country Music Club, just on Mount Victoria there beside the bunker. We had the microphone set up in the bunker and seats set out. Back Porch Bluegrass did a set. The Auckland Bluegrass Club did a set. The Pippi Pickers did a set. Roadworks from Hamilton here did a set, and getting better all the time. And they were supplemented by Nat Talkington from the Pippi Pickers, which is a really great thing to tie in with the band. Who else did we have? And there's some jam sessions. We had a barbecue with some lovely food. And there'll be an annual bluegrass picnic, I think. That was really good fun to do. What else is happening around? Just different things that keep your eye out. Navarro Lounge has always got something happening, and occasionally something bluegrassy sneaks up on you. Mark Mazengarb is touring around. See if you can find out where he and his trio are playing. All sorts of good music around. Try and catch up. Support local music. We're going to hear from Roy Acuff. We've got an old-time slot, of course, where I always try and play something that leads up or is connected to bluegrass music. And back in the 1930s and the 40s, Roy Acuff was the king of the Grand Ole Opry, I tell you. And he played fiddle and sang, very plaintive, lonesome-sounding voice. Had dobro, had banjo, had his fiddle, had guitars. He was a real precursor to bluegrass, but it wasn't really bluegrass, but he did some great songs. And here we've got Roy Acuff in his 1942 recording of Night Train to Memphis.
Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day,
all the day.
Oh, we'll have a jubilee.
Where?
Down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the way. Take that night train to Memphis. You know how I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57 and arrive at 11. Then I'll be shouting hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day,
all the day.
Oh, we'll have a jubilee.
Where?
Down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the way. Engineer to pull the throttle open. Keep that engine stack of smoking. I'm not kidding, I'm not joking. And I'll soon be with my girl, I'm hoping. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I'll
be shouting hallelujah
all the day.
Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll shout hallelujah all the way.
Oh, definitely a precursor to some bluegrass music, wasn't it? Good song, Night Train to Memphis. That was Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys. Some Aussie bluegrass now from 1994. Around Sydney, if you'd gone to some bluegrass events, you might have seen Marcus Holden on fiddle and Nigel Lever on mandolin and Martin Lewis on banjo and Jim Rush on guitar. They were stalwarts of the bluegrass scene in around Sydney and played some great music. Here we've got them doing John Hardy from the album Aftershock. This is the Acoustic Shock Bluegrass Band.
Little man, struck down his guns every day. Shut down the man on the West Virginia line. You ought to see John Hardy get away. You ought to see John Hardy get away. When he ran off to Virginia, round the East Stone Bridge, thought he would surely be free. Along came the marshal, a gun in his hand. Said, Johnny, come on with me. Johnny, John Hardy had several women, and the dress that she wore was blue. She hopped down after Johnny as he rolled down the town. Said, Johnny, I'll choose you. Johnny, I'll choose you. Traveled from the east to the west, from the north to the south in the town. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, they're gonna take John Hardy down, sure to his hanging crown. They're gonna let John Hardy swing down. John Hardy was a desperate little man, strapped on his guns every day. Shot down the man on the West Virginia line. You ought to see John Hardy get away. You ought to see John Hardy get away.
Well, some fine Australian bluegrass there. Wasn't that good picking? Everybody just did great solos on that song. It's worth reviewing how you play John Hardy and trying to listen again to what Acoustic Shock played. They did such a good job there. I'd like to say hi to all the Access radio stations that are taking this program, starting with Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton. G'day, it's nice to be a local radio announcer. But all the other Access radio stations around New Zealand, thanks very much for listening to me. Bluegrass Planet Radio from the East Coast USA, thanks very much for having a New Zealand take on bluegrass music going through your airwaves, and CFBX and Kamloops, British Columbia. Nice to be heard right that far up north. It's a real treat, I tell you. Hope you're all enjoying the music. I love bluegrass music. I've been playing it for 50-something years and still enjoy it when I hear a mandolin or a banjo or a fiddle or a vocals. They all send chills up the spine. It's great fun music, I tell you. Let's listen to the Get Down Boys again. This is from me seeing them in a concert on the 30th of June last year, and finally getting a copy of their album. Fine band to watch play. We're going to hear Smoky Mountain Home and then Take It.
Doggone people, there's just gotta be a better way. I love my little Smoky Mountain home, way back in the hills of Caroline. With the changing of the season and slowing down in time, I love my little home in Caroline.
Was green, the air was clear, the wind was blowing through your hair. I looked at you, you looked at me, I knew that this would be the one I wouldn't want to forget. Forget the times I held you tight, forget the long walks late at night, forget the times we laughed out loud. I hope you're laughing now, because I was not good.
If I'm not what you want, you can have it. You can have anything that I'm not. If I'm not what you want, then you can have it. You can have anything.
Kissed your cheek, I watched you till you fell asleep. You always said I was so sweet, but not sweet enough to keep. Because I was not good enough.
If I'm not what you want, then you can have it. You can have anything I'm not. If I'm not
the Get Down Boys, and the Get Down Boys, Mark Cassidy on banjo, Scott Gates on guitar and mandolin, Israel Parker on dobro, and he wrote that last tune, and Evan Windsor on bass, and they played with a lovely level of intensity, and it was an exciting show to watch. So I'm really delighted to have the CD from the Get Down Boys, and just go find a webpage, type Get Down Boys into your browser, and you can get the CD too, and you'll play it a lot, I'm sure. It's a great tune, great set of tunes. Okay, Paul, get it together here. Okay, what are we doing? We got to the gospel part of the program. We've got a couple of gospel songs for you. Gary Brewer from his album 1993 on Copper Creek Records, we're going to hear a pretty well known gospel song, Four Books in the Bible.
Do you want to know what's the matter with this old sinful world, and how the wind blows sorrow as storm and strife unfurl? There's a place to get the answer written there upon
four books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four books in the Bible our Savior prophesied, as told to his disciples up on Mount Olive High.
The multitudes are gathered, hear the message from
four books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
This This world grows weak and wiser, just like so often said. These man-made guided missiles and H-bombs that we dread, they witness all these same, for many wonders come.
Read four books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four books in the Bible, our Savior prophesied, as told to his disciples up on Mount Olive High.
The multitudes are gathered, hear the message from.
Four books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Holy Scriptures, it plainly tells us there of the world's commotions on land and in the air. These things are now existing, compare sayings from
four books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four books in the Bible, our Savior prophesied, as told to his disciples up on Mount Olive High.
The multitudes are gathered, hear the message from
four books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Oh, great, great song, good advice. And here's the new Coon Creek Girls with Dale Ann Bradley singing lead with Heaven's the Way to Go.
Not resist his guidance, for he knows his way around. He keeps us in his loving arms and shows us the right road. If we would only listen, we wouldn't have such a heavy load.
Our burdens would be lighter, our blessings overflow. If we would only listen, Jesus knows the way to go.
Cause he knows that we get turned. He takes us in his love and care and shows the way once more. And finally we take to his path and way forevermore.
Our burdens are much lighter now, our blessings overflow. Because we have listened, now heaven's the way to go. Lighter now, our blessings overflow. Because we have listened, now heaven's the way to go. Don't you know you should listen, cause heaven's the way to go.
New Coon Creek Girls. Right, Will, we've come to the end of our time slot for Backports Bluegrass. Thanks very much for listening. We'll take it out with Ricky Skaggs in Kentucky Thunder and Rawhide. See you next week.